T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
California's top two primary is creating some pretty strange bedfellows in the race for governor. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by our KCBS and Chronicle insider, Phil Matier. Phil, is it too strong to say it's a way to kind of manipulate the race?
Oh, that's the goal. That's the hope. That's what they're out to do. It's whether they can or not. What we have here is in California in the past when we had, you know, regular primaries, the Democrats would go at it, the Republicans would go at it, and whoever won each of the nomination would face each other in the fall. In the open one, it could be that just it's the top two vote getters. So it could be Democrat versus Democrat. And that's something that front runner Gavin Newsom does not want to see. He'd much prefer being running against a Republican. The closest to him on the Democratic front is Antonio Villaraigosa, the former mayor of Los Angeles. The closest to him on the Republican front is John Cox, a businessman. And everybody's lining up to see who they can get in the second slot. Antonio Villaraigosa's people want him in. Newsom's people want Cox in. And yeah, they're doing some rather unconventional things to try to get that goal.
Okay, hang on. I'm a little confused. I understand the notion, if you're a Democrat in a state with a huge Democratic advantage in registration, that you'd rather face a Republican. I don't get the part about choosing up which Republican you'd rather face.
Well, it's the reason they're picking Cox, and what they're doing is, in a very clever way, they're putting out ads slamming him, at least for Democrats, as a friend of Trump and a backer of the NRA. Well, that message, it sounds completely different to Republicans who maybe didn't even know Cox was on the ballot, and they say, oh, there's a Republican in the race, I'll go for that. So one thing is to try to up his profile. Now, at the same time, Villaraigosa's people are going, hey, wait a minute. If this guy Cox actually outclocks us, we're out in June, so, I mean November. So we got to hold him back. How do we hold him back? I was talking with one of the backers of Villaraigosa in the charter school movement. They think that Newsom's too chummy with the California Teachers Association. They were talking about putting out ads or support for Travis Allen, the state assemblyman who's the other Republican in the race. In other words, try to beef Allen up to split the Republican vote and get Villaraigosa in. Well, Newsom wants one of the Republicans to get most of that Republican vote and face him in the fall.
My head
hurts. Does that make any more sense to you, Stan?
Well, a little, but I mean, this
makes my head hurt.
This is politics 2018. And Phil, with 20 seconds left, I mean, this is what top two brings in a state with an imbalanced electorate, right?
Exactly. And this is just the start, because you're going to see it in more and more other races. And if Gavin Newsom and Antonio Villaraigosa, two Democrats, wind up in the runoff, then things are really going to get heated and likely very personal.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.